Okay, today is August. No, it's September. Oh my gosh, this year is going by so fast. September 25th, Friday, here for your First Deal Experience weekly update. So per usual, we're going to do housing market update news, what's going on in the real estate market, give you guys personal updates in my business, see what's going on there. And then I'm going to end this with a lesson, which is very interesting. I've got a scripture verse for y'all for the first time, actually. All right, so let's go ahead and get started. Unemployment benefits applications down for the first time in 5 weeks. We had 860,000 people apply compared to 893,000 the week prior. Let's go ahead and move on to mortgage rates. So obviously last week was a record-setting week for mortgage rates, the lowest it's ever been at 2.86. That is now up 4 basis points. It is now up to 2.9% for the average 30-year conventional loan. The average 15-year conventional loan is at 2.4%, and that is up as well since last week. Multifamily construction has slowed down, and it's actually been pulled back 23%. Now, there's a lot that contributes towards this. I don't think it's the cost of supply, as many people do, because, you know, single-family housing construction is actually up 4%. And if you're looking at per-unit basis, the average single-family home spends a lot more in terms of supply and materials than you're going to do in terms of building one unit for multifamily. So I don't think it's that, right? But I mean, obviously we've seen this coming for a while now. I believe the last time I checked the statistics, the last 5 out of 6 years, you know, we've broken record after record. Like every year it's been a record breaking year in terms of the amount of multifamily units that have been produced in the US. I think the number is like at what, that's 400 something thousand in terms of units being built, which is crazy, right? That's absolutely nuts. So multifamily construction is down 23%. Single family housing construction is up 4%. No surprise there. Interesting factoid, young adults from 18 to 29, I believe for the first time, I have to check, but 52% of young adults between the ages of 18 and 29 are now living at home with their parents. Obviously, that's very significant for the housing market. It was 47% pre-COVID in the month of February. All right, so I want to read this article to you guys. And there's one important fact or factor that I'm not going to include. But this is just the first paragraph of this article, right? So hear me out. Okay, so here it is. Here's how the article starts. Just when everyone thought that the real estate sector boom had saturated, things seem to be rolling once again. New borrowers are offered lower rates, and existing borrowers are waiting for their due rate cuts. Fixed, float, monthly rests, yearly rests, fees, penalties, lenders, rates, and applicant must decide on a host of factors when it comes to a home loan. Lenders also offer numerous flexible products that applicants can opt for. Okay, so this article is pretty much talking about the real estate sector is you know, rolling again. There's lower rates. Pretty much describing what's happening now, right? I mean, if I read this article to you guys right now as I'm doing, you guys would all think, oh yeah, this article probably came out what, last week? Probably came out what, 3 months ago? Let me give you the date for this article. November 11th, 2007. This is, I believe what, the crash of Bear Stearns was March 2nd, I think, right? In 2008. This is 4 months before. 4 months before the greatest, well, not the greatest, because it wasn't great for a lot of people, but 4 months before arguably, you know, our generations or this millennia's worst economic crash, economic downturn, whatever you want to call it. So I'm just going to put that out there. I mean, I've got a lot of opinions. You guys know that. For those of you guys that watch the YouTube channel, you know, you follow the housing market update videos. You guys know my conversation. You guys know my thinking. I'm just going to leave it there. All right, let's go on to updates in terms of what I got going on. So, you know, we're just continuing to raise capital. This is good. It's good stuff. We got great YouTube videos that came out. We got our YouTube plaque for hitting 100,000 subscribers. You know, I interviewed some great people this week, Max Keller, Bill Allen, just to name a few. We hired a new staff member, which is great. It's going to help us out with our debt accelerator program. And I had 3 or 4 Miati meetings this week relative around my fund. We started an acquisitions committee that oversees all our acquisitions down in Florida. So it's really, really cool stuff, right? What we got going on. A lot of things happening and things are moving quick. We cannot wait for the tsunami to hit because, boy, do we have ammo, right? We've got weapons. We've got ammo. We're ready. It's going to be very, very exciting. All right. Lesson for the week. This, it's actually a Bible verse. I know I usually do either quotes or something educational in the world of real estate, but this this is a Bible verse that comes from Proverbs 18:2. And I think in light of what's happening right now in America, around the world, when it comes to just really issues, this is the verse. A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. Boy, is that true right now. You could probably go on Facebook, you can go on social media, and you will see a bunch of people who think that they're right. And it's all about, oh, people are, it's just sad. Oh, people suck. And people don't know how to, you know, it's either, oh, people don't know how to have compassion, they're racist or whatever. But no one's doing research. No one's taking the time to actually understand the other individual. And no one is open. No one is open-minded. And that ties in, by the way, in the world of real estate investing. You know, I've met people in my travels. I've met students I've coached who take no pleasure in understanding, but boy, do they love expressing their own opinion. And it's just a coincidence. It just so happens that none of them actually end up succeeding. They all end up kind of just bouncing around, doing a lot of talking and almost convincing themselves of something that I had no idea about. All right, so that's the lesson of the day. I appreciate you guys. I'll see you guys next Friday, which will be October. That's crazy. It's nuts. But all right, guys, appreciate all of you. I'll see you guys next week. Hey, everyone. Daniel Kwok here once again. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the First Deal Experience podcast. If you're wanting to do your first ever deal or scale your existing portfolio, I recently wrote a book to show you how I went from 0 to 75 rental units in just 1 year. Just head over to 0to75units.com for your copy. Again, that's 0to75units.com.